Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Welcome to Bassmaster Radio, presented by Phoenix Boats, the show for fishermen by fishermen. Today's show is brought to you by Rapella, 13 Fishing, Omnia Fishing, and Visit Anderson, South Carolina. Now, here's your host, lifetime bass member, Tom Abraham.
Welcome to this week's episode of Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Sports Byline USA Network and other fine stations around the country. I am Tom Abraham, your guide for the next hour as we feature the Bassmaster Elite Series and those looking to get into that exclusive group through the St. Croix Bassmaster Open Series and the up-and-comers on the Strike King Bassmaster College Series and tens of thousands of Bass Nation anglers around the country competing on the local level, all with a chance to advance to the big leagues of professional fishing. The Bass Nation operates youth, high school, and college programs, including a junior Bassmaster Championship, high school national championship, a college national championship, and the college bracket event that leads to a Bassmaster Classic berth. The Bass Nation is at the grassroots of who we are. And for more information on how to become a member or to start a Bass Nation club, visit Bassmaster.com, click on the Tournament tab, and select Nation. And to join the hundreds of thousands of members of Bass, just click on the Membership tab. BASS members enjoy Bassmaster Magazine and exclusive access at Bassmaster.com. Now, the best way to communicate with the show is to visit our Facebook fan page at Facebook.com/BASS or on Twitter at Bassmaster and use the hashtag Bass Radio. You can also listen to all the shows at Bassmaster.com/radio or just hit the Anglers tab at Bassmaster.com and click on Bassmaster Radio. Our first cast segment of the show is brought to you by 13 Fishing, and we have a great deal for you right now. The Gerald Swindle Design Meta Series Rods and Inception G2 Reels are available at Rapala.com along with all their other great products. And for a limited time, you could get 20% off your entire order by using the discount code BASSRADIO20. That's BASSRADIO20 only at Rapala.com. Now, I fish these rods and reels, and I fish all the Rapala products, and I could not be happier. Get 20% off with the code BASSRADIO20 on everything at Rapala.com. Well, the 2025 St. Croix Bassmaster Open schedule is out, and it is quite interesting. Later on in the show, Tournament Director Hank Weldon will join us to break it all down. And one of the new elites from this past season of the Opens is Canadian Evan Kung, who finished ninth in the AOI standings, and he's on the show today as well. And Australian Carl Jacobson was the last man into the Bass Pro Shops Bassmaster Classic after a furious finish to the season. He'll join us today as well. So sit back and grab a cup of coffee and enjoy this week's episode of Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network. Rapala is one of the most respected names in all of the fishing industry. The finest balsa wood baits with the best action, the DT series, the Brat Squarebills, and the Shad Wrap are all legendary. But did you know that Rapala also makes high-quality rain gear and every kind of fishing accessory you can imagine? Plus, under the Rapala family of brands, you'll find VMC hooks and terminal tackle, Suffix mono, fluoro, and braided lines, Terminator spinner baits, jigs, and frogs, plus the Storm Arashi line of baits. Learn more at
Rapala.com. That's Rapala.com, and start catching more fish.
Hey, gang, Tom Abraham here for my friends at 13 Fishing. I can't tell you how excited I was to learn that two-time Bassmaster Angler of the Year, Gerald Swindle, had teamed up with the crew at 13 Fishing to build the ultimate rod and reel series that combines quality with a price point that works for all. And right now, we have a tremendous deal for you. The new Meta Series rods and Inception G2 reels are available at 13fishing.com. And for a limited time, you can get 20% off your entire order by using the discount code BassRadio20. That's BassRadio20, only at 13fishing.com.
At Phoenix Boats, everyone has a passion for bass fishing. From the founder and Elite Series pro Gary Klaus, down to the guy who affixes the final decal. Gary says, this passion has shaped our lives and it has brought about many of the fishing features that you see on the Phoenix today. Our goal is to make every boat that goes out the door the best fishing platform it can be in both design and construction for our customers. When I toured the plant, it was clear that Phoenix uses only the highest quality materials and that the craftsmanship was second to none. I'm Tom Abraham, and I too run a Phoenix boat and am extremely proud to carry the Phoenix logo on my gear. I've known Gary Klaus since he started the company, and what he, Teresa Johnson, and the rest of the team at Phoenix Boats have created is truly remarkable. The highest quality boats, built by anglers, for anglers. This isn't just a saying, it's a passion at Phoenix. View the entire lineup at phoenixboats.com and get started on yours today. Take it from me, it's time to experience the Phoenix difference.
There's so much to do, see, and experience in Anderson, South Carolina. Plan your next outdoor adventure with a visit to Lake Hartwell, boating, fishing, hike and bike the nearby trails, experience some history, and after, enjoy the numerous restaurants, shops, and experiences Anderson has to offer. Visit Green Pond Landing right there on Lake Hartwell. Perfect launch point for pleasure boating, fishing, kayaking, or just a nice walk beside the water. Come see why Anderson is called South Carolina's Bright Spot. Check it out at visitanderson.com. That's visitanderson.com.
Get more out of your BASS membership. The new members-only section of Bassmaster.com gives exclusive how-to tips from the world's best bass anglers, tournament video archives from past decades, an historic library of features from Bassmaster magazine, and members-only brand discounts to save you money. Already a member? Current members get all this by logging in at Bassmaster.com/membership. Not a member? Don't miss out. Scan the QR code and join today. And we'll even throw in some free gifts.
Welcome back to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. Now, here's your host, Tom Abraham.
And welcome back, Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. And over the next several weeks, we are going to feature, as I said in the open, some of these new elites, guys that came out of the St. Croix Bassmaster Opens to get into the elites. And the guy that snuck in the nine hole is Evan Kung. And if you're saying, wait a minute, didn't you have him on earlier this year? Yeah, I had him on. I had him on about halfway through the season when he was leading the points. But then things got a little bit funky for him, and he rallied, though, at the end. To get in, and he joins us now on the VMC Hook. Evan, welcome to the show, man. How are you?
Hey, I'm good. Thanks for having me on.
So have you heard from your fellow Canadians, the other four guys that are elites? Did they welcome you to the club yet, or what's the deal? Are they going to let you hang out with them a little bit, travel with them? What's the deal?
Yeah, I've talked to a few of them, but I haven't talked about traveling and all that stuff yet. Kind of figure a lot of stuff out before then. But yeah, I've talked to them. They congratulated me. I've known Coop for a while, so he's the guy I sort of ask all my questions to when I have any questions. So, yeah, it's been good.
Yeah, you want to stick with the young guys. Don't forget about those old guys like Gussie and the Johnstons. You know, don't crush the old vets. You know, you want to stick with young Cooper Gallant. That would make more sense anyway. So let's talk about this season. I mean, you came out of the gates flying. You were 17th at Okeechobee. That's a minute from home for you. And then you go back-to-back top 10s, at Ojeda and at Santee Cooper. And then all of a sudden, it's looking really good. And by the time you get done at Logan Martin, 22nd place finish there, and you're in first place in the points. You're thinking about AOY, not thinking about just qualifying, I would think.
I try not to think about any of it at that point, especially not the AOY, because I knew that getting through those ones was good, but there was a couple tough ones coming up that I knew I would have to survive.
Yeah.
And that's sort of what hurt me, is I had a couple bad ones. But yeah, it was a great start to the year, and that's sort of what carried me through to the end.
Well, what's funny is it was a great start to the year coming off of kind of a horrible finish to the year before, because, I mean, let's face it, you're I think, six of your last eight opens, or six of your last seven opens last year, you know, you were in the hundreds. You were way down. I mean, it wasn't, there was nothing that would indicate to us in 2023 that, oh, this kid's going to, you know, turn it around and be a contender. But what do you think changed for you, you know, when you went from finishing, you know, 100, 120, 130 to all of a sudden finishing, you know, top 10?
I think I just got more confidence in myself and what I like to do. I think I talked to too many people last year, listened to too much doc talk.
Mm-hmm.
I sort of toned everything out, didn't talk to anyone, didn't listen to how anyone was practicing or finding fish, and just went and did it my own way. And it worked this year. Maybe in a different year with different lakes, it wouldn't have worked that well. But for this year, I went and did what I wanted to do, and it worked out.
And then you hit a little bit of a rough spot, but your blowouts at 95 and 65, you know, at Lake Eufaula and at St. Clair, those weren't as bad as your blowouts from the year before. It's like, okay, I can survive this. If this is my worst tournament of the year and it's 95, you're still in the top half of the field for the most part, you know, then it's not going to hurt you too bad. And then you go to Leech Lake and you finish 15th there to kind of stabilize things. So talk about that middle section, because it didn't look great at the Mississippi River either before you had your strong finish. But, you know, just talk about getting enough fish to not finish 150th, you know, to finish, you know, in the 60s maybe, or you know, somewhere in that range.
Yeah, it's, Eufaula was the one I was really worried about, because even last year when I was there, it was tough on me. I think I did decent the first day last year, and then I had caught one fish the second day. It's just something about that lake, it doesn't like me, and I don't like it.
Yeah.
But I only caught four fish a day, but they're probably the most important four fish I caught all year, because I knew I had to survive that one. And it, I mean, it wasn't a great finish, but I was happy to have that. It could have been a lot worse.
So then, you know, you head to Lake Martin. It was supposed to be Lake Hartwell. We all love Lake Hartwell, one of our great sponsors. Not that Lake Martin wasn't a pretty place, but let's be honest. We were losing our mind over a pound and three-quarter fish, you know, there. It was like, you know, we're measuring every single 12-incher. I fished that tournament, too, and they were all line burners and so on. And you know, and that's why, you know, if somebody caught a three-pounder, they went nuts, like it was an eight-pounder, you know, someplace else. But you figured it out. You scrapped it around for a 28th place finish, which put you in the elites. Just talk about, first of all, had you ever seen that water before? And what did you figure out that got you into a top 30 finish, which, you know, secured your spot in the elites?
Well, I'd been there last year on my way to the first open. I actually stopped at Lake Martin to make sure my boat and everything worked, because I couldn't test it in Canada.
Wow.
So that's okay. And I was there for about 3 hours. So that's the only time I'd ever spent on the lake. And I caught a few fish, and in the tournament, that area where I found in that 3 hours I was there is actually where I caught all my fish during the tournament this year.
Wow.
So it was kind of crazy. I fished all around the rest of the lake, and it's the area where I found had a little bit better average size. I know a lot of guys doing what I was doing, I was just in the middle chasing big schools.
Yeah.
A lot of guys, they would catch like a pound, pound and a quarter. Their bigger ones would be a pound and a half. With mine, the smaller ones were usually about a pound and a half. And then you could catch a pound and three quarter and the odd 2-pounder. So it's just a little bit bigger average size. And I just grinded it out down there and caught what I caught. I tried to fish a little bit of largemouth on the second day.
Yeah.
Didn't catch anything big, but I caught enough.
So, you know, that shows your proficiency with the scope. Tell us about Evan Kung, the fisherman, though. What would your preferred way, if you had a choice, you know, what is the preferred way for you to go out and catch him? Are you really enjoying the scope and stuff, or would you like to, you know, like to beat the bank, the docks, the jig? What do you like to do?
I prefer the scoping, okay. But I grew up fishing with my dad, fishing all shallow docks, lily pads. No scope, nothing, none of that. Mm-hmm. So I know how to do both, and I enjoy both. But for now, I enjoy the scoping.
Yeah. What were your thoughts about the change in the rules for next year on the elites? Does that affect you at all? Were you running multiple transducers, or were you running only one anyway?
I was running two, but I only started running two about halfway through the year. After I had the couple top 10 finishes, I used that money to buy another one just because everybody else had them. So I'm like, well, maybe I should put one on. And I don't think, like, it definitely helped having it, but I was so used to not having it that I don't think I utilized it as much as a lot of other guys were. So I'm fine going back to just one. I don't mind it because I was not running four or five like some of the other guys. I only had two. But so I'm fine with it going to one, and the screen size limit, that doesn't bother me either.
Yeah, Evan Kung with us here. He's a new elite and getting ready for the 2025 elite season. And it'll happen faster than you think. I mean, February 20th at the St. John's River is literally going to end up feeling like just around the corner. How are things going as far as the sponsorship front and getting ready to, you know, the what is involved with being an elite series angler?
It's stressful, and it's not a lot of time to get all that stuff sorted out. So I'm trying to get through it. I have a couple things starting to get lined up, but I got in the next week or two, I sort of got to get all that stuff figured out, got to figure out my boat, and a lot of stuff to do in a short amount of time.
All right. So anybody that's out there that wants to support a young Canadian angler that can catch him, Evan Kung, you can find him. I can find him. I'll tell you what, you email me or text me and I'll let you know how to find Evan Kung. That's for sure. And he'll help you out. And I assume you peeked ahead at this schedule, obviously, and looking at it. And you did well at Okeechobee. That's the second event of the year. St. John's River to start things off. And then you're off and running. What was anything jump out at you on this schedule?
Just that river in
Pasquotank,
North Carolina.
Pasquotank. I say Pasquotank. I might be saying it wrong. I don't know. It's Pasquotank.
Yeah, I don't know how to say it either. But that one sort of stands out because I don't think there's ever we never fished there before. So
no,
that'll be an interesting one. Then Sabine River is. I don't know if I'm looking forward to it, but. It's going to be a new place for me to go fish.
Got to have a good mindset when you go in there. It's a grinder. But hey, look, it's not going to be any more of a grinder than it was at Lake Martin, and you finished 28th there to get yourself in. So that's good stuff.
Well, the grinders.
Congratulations on making the elites, and we look forward to it. Hey, listen, top three in every tournament come on the show, so hopefully I'll be talking to you this upcoming season.
Yeah, sure. Hopefully a couple times.
There you go. Evan Kung has been our guest. Thanks, Evan.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, we'll get a break in here when we come back. Carl Jakobsen, we'll talk to him. Last man in the Classic. He's next right here on Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
At Phoenix Boats, everyone has a passion for bass fishing. From the founder and Elite Series pro Gary Klaus, down to the guy who affixes the final decal. Gary says, this passion has shaped our lives and it has brought about many of the fishing features that you see on the Phoenix today. Our goal is to make every boat that goes out the door the best fishing platform it can be in both design and construction for our customers. When I toured the plant, it was clear that Phoenix uses only the highest quality materials and that the craftsmanship was second to none. I'm Tom Abraham, and I too run a Phoenix boat and am extremely proud to carry the Phoenix logo on my gear. I've known Gary Klaus since he started the company, and what he, Teresa Johnson, and the rest of the team at Phoenix Boats have created is truly remarkable. The highest quality boats, built by anglers, for anglers. This isn't just a saying, it's a passion at Phoenix. View the entire lineup at phoenixboats.com and get started on yours today. Take it from me, it's time to experience the Phoenix difference.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, If you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair, when you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Welcome back to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. Now, here's your host, Tom Abraham.
Yeah, welcome back, Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. And as promised, talking to Carl Jacobson. Now, this is a guy who it wasn't looking good halfway through the season for making a classic. I got to be totally honest with you. He might have even been worried about requalifying and all of that stuff. But, man, he went to Alabama, kicked it into high gear in Alabama and New York. Paid off big time for him, four straight cuts and four really good tournaments. Got him into the Classic as the last qualifier. He's been practicing this week over at Ray Roberts a little bit as well. He joins us now on the VMC Hook. Carl, welcome back to the show. How are you, man?
Hi, mate. I'm doing good. I'm headed back to Tennessee right now. So been up in Idaho and now pre-practicing the Classic and then back in Tennessee.
So you and Brandon Polinick Brandon was on last week's show, I believe, but you and Brandon are brother-in-laws, is that right? Or did you marry his cousin, or is it a big brother-in-law?
Yeah. So his cousin, yep.
Yeah.
His cousin, so.
That Coeur d'Alene, what is that like to fish? I mean, I understand it's absolutely gorgeous there, and I want to make that trip at some particular point in time, but I always wonder about Coeur d'Alene as a fishing lake. What is that like?
Yeah, there's actually a bunch of lakes there that are really good to fish, smallmouth and largemouth. There's trout, walleye. We did a trip over into Washington and fished some lakes, but generally we sort of travel all around there and fish, and it's, you know, it hasn't got some of the giants like it does sort of down south, but it's still phenomenal. It's great fishing. I love it up there, just because it's so beautiful too.
You've been over at Ray Roberts doing a little pre-fishing for the Classic. Talk to me about what that entails this time of year, because obviously it's not going to be anything like this when you go over there in March for the Classic. Is it more kind of getting a lay of the land and all of that kind of stuff, or is there things that you can actually learn from a fishing standpoint?
A little bit of both, but mainly a lot of idle time and a lot of drive time. Like it's a pretty sketchy kind of lake, a lot of timber and not many like boat lanes. And so I wanted to just create some lanes where I could drive and not waste time idling in actual the Classic. And I've fished Ray Roberts a few times. I didn't live too far from there for a long time while I was in Texas, but I didn't spend a ton of time out there. But I understand how it fishes, but it was more just getting some lanes and driving and idling, looking for some certain things, and then in practice I can be efficient.
Yeah, because you didn't fish that Classic that was out there.
No,
yeah.
No.
Which is a different time of year.
Working.
So you're laying down these trails. You know, I never even thought of that. So you're laying down trails on your electronics that you can then follow when you go out there and know that this is a good run I can make.
Yep, exactly. And just looking at live, what things look like, what the bait looks like, what the timber, looking at brush. And, like, it's going to be totally different. It could be you don't know what's going to happen at that time of the year. But mainly just, I just like in my head to be for the next few months, I have a refresh of what the lake looks like, what the structure looks like, what it looks like idling, looking at the bays, what's on the bank. I just like having that good vision in my head as it leads up to the tournament. It's just not going to be like new to me as soon as I get on the lake for official practice.
Yeah, Kari Jakobsen with us here, Elite Series Pro. If you didn't know, he's from Australia, okay? So if you couldn't tell, if you couldn't tell by the great accent, he is from Australia. So are you running? Are you still running this year's boat? Are you in next year's boat? Because what do you do with the electronics? How do you transfer that stuff, you know, to the new electronics? Unless you are already in your new boat.
No, I'm still in this year's boat because I used it, taking it up to Idaho and fishing and stuff. So I still have this year's boat, and it's pretty easy on the Humminbird to just transfer the tracks and the waypoints across to the new boat. And that's kind of a thing that we do every year. But just epic finish to the season. And like you said, it wasn't looking good there for a bit, but that's kind of my story is... I'm always in the fight, no matter how far I get behind.
Yeah, well, that's the whole fear my heart thing for sure. I mean, you know, and it started out okay. You know, I mean, it wasn't bad at the bend. Yeah. You know, you had a decent deal there, and then it got a little away from you. But then coming out of Lake Murray, you had to be really concerned after missing two cuts in a row and the 100 place finish at Lake Murray. And you're like, okay, I got to get this thing kicked into gear. And then you finished strong, 39, 24, 32, and then 10 at the St. Lawrence River. And you needed every bit of that 10 to get into the Classic and be the last qualifier for the Classic, right?
Yeah, it was, it's one of those things that was just meant to be that I needed that massive finish on the St. Lawrence. And I had a really good area out in the lake that got me into sort of the top 20 going into day three. And then it blew 30 miles an hour. And, you know, I've spent a lot of time on that river over the last 10 years, fishing opens and fishing the elites and just spending months and time up there. I've fished all sorts of different events up there. And I ran a pattern on the river just trying to find something that would save me from running out into 6 and 8 foot waves. And on the very last spot that I fished before I was going to hit the lake in that waves, I found a small school and figured them out. And I had basically 26 pounds in about 6-7 casts, and it was unbelievable. It was one of those things that gives you the puts the hairs up on the back of your neck, gives you goosebumps, and that was a day to remember. And that was the day that I needed to, one, get me inside the Classic, and two, I was actually fighting for my Elite Series career still.
Right.
So I've had some great years, but that 15 and 16, those years are still on my overall record, and they kind of haunt me a little bit because I had two really bad finishes. So they keep catching up to me, and I can't have those big, bad, you know, bomb events like Murray and Fork that I had this year. I was hoping those were behind me, but you can still have them. You never know. But I dug my way out and finished with a strong finish.
It's good to know. It's great for the confidence and so on that you could do something like that, but I would recommend not doing that, okay? So, you know, go ahead and have a good start to the season and keep it rolling, and this way you can kind of cruise in. Much better to go into those last few events thinking about AOI than thinking about saving your career.
No. Yeah, exactly. Well, if you know what, the building of the strength and character and perseverance and grit and all of that, it comes
nice.
From going through things like that. You know, the pressure was on, and I've had that pressure before. I've felt it, and I handled it and got through it and came out the other side, you know, on a good thing. And that just builds you stronger and stronger and makes you become a much better angler.
There's no doubt about it. Kari Jakobsen with us here. And of course, he is an Elite Series Pro that will be fishing in the Bassmaster Classic coming up. He also is a guy that likes a kayak. I mean, he is a kayak guy too. You know, he's got a great sponsor and you see some tremendous videos that he does and so on. But what I haven't seen, and maybe I missed it, is his name in one of these Bassmaster kayak tournaments. Are you going to fish a kayak tournament at some particular point in time, or have you done it and did I miss it?
Yeah, I actually fished my first one this year.
Okay.
I fished the Hobie event at the start of the year, and that's obviously been my title sponsor since I kind of got to the US. Hobie has been incredible, and just always gotten behind me and supported my career. And that was the first time that I'd set up a PA-14, dialed in all the hummingbirds, all the electronics on it, and I actually finished in the top 10 out of, I think, 160 anglers. So I had a good tournament, and it was an amazing experience. And so I'm hoping to lock in a couple of Bassmaster events and Hobie events next year too. It was a ton of fun.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. Now, the other thing that's fun is winning on the Elite Series, and I would assume when you saw the schedule come out and you saw that you were going back to 10-killer, you're thinking, you know, that doesn't suck. I won there. And so that's kind of cool that you'll be going back in June to 10-killer this year.
Yeah, that was super cool. It's going to bring back some great memories. You know, our whole lives changed from that one event, and, you know, obviously it's going to be a lot different, a lot of stuff is exposed now on 10-killer, but it's still going to be super cool to be back there and try and defend the trophy. I never thought I'd get the opportunity to be back there, so it was a surprise when I saw it, and going to be exciting to be there and bring back all of those awesome memories.
Yeah, that will be cool. All right, before I let you go, your thoughts about the change that was made with the forward-facing sonar? You're great with your electronics. Was it much ado about nothing, or do you think it is a thing? Was it a good compromise? What was your take on it?
Yeah, I liked that they at least got, you know, the transducer stuff down, so you know, our boats didn't become too much more of a science experiment with so much electronics. I like that they toned it down. You know, I think they did well. I would have preferred to stay at the different with the inches of screen, and then yeah, got like a height difference maybe. I think that's what they'll work on next year, just on the front. But it's just kind of like, it's made it almost like it's a big part of how we set up our boats now. You have to really think about where you're going to put the screens, where you're going to put the main majority on the front, on the console, and how you're going to do it. And that's become like, it's kind of made it cool, because you've got to really think about it, exactly what you're going to do to sort of capitalize it, because electronics have become, you know, a big part of, you know, success in tournament fishing now. So it's going to be interesting to see what everyone does this year.
Carl Jacobson has been our guest. Carl, I appreciate you so much. Great stuff, and we'll look forward to seeing you at the Classic.
Thank you, mate. Appreciate it. Always good to talk to you.
Thank you, Carl Jacobson. All right, we'll get a break in here. We will come back with more right after this. You're listening to Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, I need a printer for the office.
Staples has the best brands, like HP.
Well, I have some demands.
Oh.
Burton Sales demands it be fast.
HP's Office Jet Pro is super fast.
Megan Marketing demands color prints.
Check.
And Kurt the Controller demands I don't overpay.
With Staples hot deals, you get up to 40% off select HP printers.
Oh, great. My job can be
demanding?
I was going to say a lot of fun.
Right now at Staples, save up to 40% on select HP printers, America's most trusted printer brand. Ends 9/28.
Some people just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Like, you know to check you have a full tank of gas first before road tripping through the desert.
Empty? Seriously? Maybe I can walk.
Yeah, checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds.
Maybe I can't.
You're in good hands with Allstate.
Savings vary. Terms apply. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Get more out of your BASS membership. The new members-only section of Bassmaster.com gives exclusive how-to tips from the world's best bass anglers, tournament video archives from past decades, an historic library of features from Bassmaster Magazine, and members-only brand discounts to save you money. Already a member? Current members get all this by logging in at Bassmaster.com/membership. Not a member? Don't miss out. Scan the QR code and join today. And we'll even throw in some free gifts.
Rapala is one of the most respected names in all of the fishing industry. The finest balsa wood baits with the best action, the DT series, the Brat Squarebills, and the Shad Wrap are all legendary. But did you know that Rapala also makes high-quality rain gear and every kind of fishing accessory you can imagine? Plus, under the Rapala family of brands, you'll find VMC hooks and terminal tackle, Suffix mono, fluoro, and braided lines, Terminator spinnerbaits, jigs, and frogs, plus the Storm Arashi line of baits. Learn more at Rapala.com. That's Rapala.com, and start catching
so
more fish.
See and experience in Anderson, South Carolina. Plan your next outdoor adventure with a visit to Lake Hartwell. Boating, fishing, hike and bike the nearby trails. Experience some history. And after, enjoy the numerous restaurants, shops, and experiences Anderson has to offer. Visit Green Pond Landing right there on Lake Hartwell. Perfect launch point for pleasure boating, fishing, kayaking, or just a nice walk beside the water. Come see why Anderson is called South Carolina's Bright Spot. Check it out at visitanderson.com. That's visitanderson.com.
The holidays are coming, and Lowe's is here to help you get ready. Right now, get up to 40% off select home decor to put the finishing touches on every room. The savings don't stop there. Get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, save an additional $75 on select cooking appliances, $899 or more. Because Lowe's knows holiday hosting. Valid through 10/16. While supplies last, selection varies by location. Appliance savings vary based on purchase amount. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com for details.
Welcome back to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. Now, here's your host, Tom Abraham.
And welcome back to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. And, you know, a couple of weeks ago we had, or 3 or 4 weeks ago, we had Hank Weldon on. He is the tournament director for the St. Croix Bassmaster Opens presented by Seven. And we were talking about the new system. Everybody was very excited about it. I tried, you know, fishermen, we tried to poke holes in everything. Tried to poke holes in this thing, and I just loved it. I was like, no, this just makes so much sense. And two divisions, four tournaments in each division, and then taking the top 50 qualifiers from each will be qualified to move on to a three-tournament EQ deal in the fall of next year. So the schedule is now out for Division One and Division Two of the St. Croix Bassmasters Opens. And joining us now again is Hank Weldon to talk a little bit about the schedule and how the sausage was made, and he's on the VMC hook. Hank, welcome in. How are you?
Tom, good, man. I feel like we just did this, so good to talk again.
Yeah, but we didn't have tournaments then. I mean, it's real now. You know, when you get tournaments, it's real. And the first thing that jumped off the page at me, and we'll get into the nitty-gritty of the schedule itself, was I expected north, south, east, or west, you know, something like that. And it's not, and I guess it makes perfect sense. Each division has southern bodies of water, has northern bodies of water, which makes it very important, you know, because you don't want somebody that's just a southern stick or a northern stick to be able to qualify for the EQ. So it's almost like a, you know, it's a really neat little cross section in each division.
Right. No, that's right. You know, again, we knew we had something good with our, with the, you know, the EQ format we just wrapped up, right, where anglers were going to southern fisheries, tidal fisheries, highland reservoirs, you know, smallmouth fisheries, and that is so vital to why the EQs who have gone to the Elite Series have done so well. So we knew we had to keep that. So, you know, that's why we changed the divisions to four and you know, with the installation of the EQs, but within that four, we knew that was enough events to, like you said, it's kind of two veins, right? And we start south and we go north on each vein. So whoever's making the top 50 out of whichever division they're in will have been truly tested on different fisheries already a diverse angler rolling into the EQs. I mean, the EQ fields are going to be stacked. It's just, and we'll talk about that a later date, but it's just these anglers are going to be tested, and they're going to be it's just going to be solid again. We're excited.
Yeah, no, it is really exciting stuff. And a full field, I assume, would be 225 pros in each event, and they could fish all eight events. They could fish one division or the other. And then the top 50 would be qualified to go to the EQs. But if a guy finished 23rd in one division and 28th in the other division, he's taking one spot. That's it. You know, so that's the way it's going to work. You might end up with 85 guys, let's say, theoretically, out of these two divisions that move on into the EQ tournaments.
Right. That's the plan. You're right. But one thing I did, and we didn't speak this in here, but it wasn't a big part of the announcement. We had so many different changes, but we're going to 230 full field now for the Open. So we're bumping that by five places or five positions in the Open. So hopefully we'll fill them. I hope we do, but
a
few more spots for the anglers.
Well, and as a guy that has a heart for fishing these as a co-angler, and I've been doing that for 5 years now, it's kind of really interesting, too, the way it sets up, because you can make a decision regionally to kind of cherry pick this thing. I know right off the bat when I looked at it, I'm like, okay, I see two that I like in Division One and two that I like in Division Two, and that's going to be my schedule, you know, that type of thing. And, I think having these schedules be the way they are, you could have guys that just fish the three northern events that are in Maryland, New York, and Minnesota, for example. There's going to be a lot of opportunities, I think, for co-anglers to get in and enjoy this as well.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And if you look at it, I mean, we would take up to 230 co-anglers if we had them enter,
sure.
But we didn't get that number last year. So, you know, we hope to see, you know, good participation on the co-angler side of things. And like you said, I mean, I feel like if you see a lake you like, you should, and you want to enter it, you should, based on what we had last year, you shouldn't have a problem getting in. So yeah, absolutely. You know, there's certainly lakes close to each other and in those general regions, like you talked about, but they may fall in two different divisions of the opens. But from the co-angler side of things, jump for it, go for it, you know. And again, man, it's cool. Starting January, roll all the way to August. It's going to be a great year.
Yeah, getting it going in January in Division One. It'll start out at Clark's Hill Reservoir. I have seen that body of water back actually doing a football game in Augusta, Georgia, back many years ago. That's nice. A beautiful piece, you know, body of water. So that's going to be kind of an interesting fishery. What kind of fishery is that, January 23rd through the 25th?
You know, we've done some intel on it. And again, if you look, there's kind of a theme here. The last 3 years, we have tried to go places that maybe Bassmaster has been to, but there's never been an open there, or, you know, maybe 20 years, 25 years ago, maybe an invitational, but it wasn't an open at that time. And Clark's Hill certainly falls within that window. So there's a little bit of an unknown, you know, we haven't had an elite event there in a really long time. And, you know, that was back when the Magic Swimmer came out, when that was hot. That's about the last time we were there. So, it'll be interesting. I think it's going to fish good. It all depends on, you know, January, what kind of cold fronts are moving through. And it could be a really cold tournament, or it could be a comfortable tournament. So,
yeah.
I don't know. I think it could produce, though.
They got herring in there, don't they? I mean, it's going to have a little bit of a feel. Yeah, that's a little bit of a Hartwell type of feel, or Lanier
absolutely
type of feel. Yeah.
I think it'll be a lot like Hartwell. That's right.
Yeah. Yep. And then Division Two will kick off February 13th through 15th at Sam Rayburn. And goodness gracious almighty, that's going to be 80 pounds over 3 days. I mean, that's going to be a great, great tournament as well. That's going to be a meat fest.
That's the slugfest early off, getting rolling. I mean, right, what do we do? Do we break records? Who knows? Again, weather pending, but we know it's in there. We know the potential is there, and that one should be. I better get my workout, start getting my stretches in, because
yes,
I'm going to be busy.
You'll be doing some lifting. I don't think it'll do what Scott Martin did at Okeechobee though last year. I mean, that was just crazy, but who knows? I mean, it could. It certainly has the potential to do that. And then here's an old friend coming back, Kentucky Lake, also Division Two now, Kentucky and Barkley Lakes, March 6th through the 8th. That's another potential slugfest. I mean, you know, back in the day, 25, 26 pounds a day that time of year on Kentucky Lake. So that's going to be interesting out of Paris.
I mean, yeah, but you look at when's the last time an open's been there, or when's the last time we were there in March? You know, it's usually a June, May ledge fishing kind of thing.
Right.
You know, we took a break. The lake needed a little bit of rest from major tournaments. So again, kind of a question mark, you know, that obviously people fish there, and do you get hit by one of those March cold fronts? You know, it's all, we got some weather factors on those first three, especially with what happens. And we'll talk about weather a few more with a few others, but Smallmouth. Watch out for the brown fish on that one.
Yeah, well, hopefully they don't get hit with one of those Asian carp, but they seem to have gotten that under control a little bit up there as well. And I'll have to get Mark Menendez in to preview that one when we come around to March, that's for sure. Norfolk Lake, here we go again. You know, this is not a lake that we see normally in the rotation, and this is in Mountain Home, Arkansas, April 3rd through the 5th. I don't know anything about it other than I've heard that it's a beautiful lake.
Beautiful, and it's sneaky good. You know, it's a little bit on the smaller size, 22,000 acres, but, you know, like Smith Lake, 17,000 acres. You know, you got a lot of shoreline, but we're going at a time of year where the fish are going to be on the bank out in the middle. So Could fish well. You know, that lake can rise a lot. I mean, it's clear, it's beautiful. So it will be interesting. I think that's what we're going to start getting into, you know, within the divisions. That's going to start being the separating events, right, as mm-hmm. the season goes on, to see who can survive or thrive as we're starting to define those AOI races.
Yeah, and then the fifth one that is in, you know, that we would classify as a springtime tournament, the Tombigbee River, April 16th through the 18th in Columbus, Mississippi. You know, that is connected to Pickwick as well. And this one, it could be a wild card. You know, it's a true river fishery.
Absolutely. You know, hey, I doubt anybody expected that one. We like to give them that. It's like last year's Leech, right? No one's thinking that one, and we throw the Tombigbee River into that one. Again, April, probably the best time to go to that river. You know, Aliceville is a great pool in Aberdeen, and if the river's right, stable, you could see some really big weights there. However, you are vulnerable to spring rains and flooding, so we'll just see how Mother Nature cooperates there. But that one could be, you know, I would say Red River of old, not right now. You mm-hmm. know, it could produce something like that, some of those classics at Red River. You know, maybe a little bit later. So, you know, I think 16 to 20 on day one will have you set up for the rest of the tournament to do really well there. So we'll find out. I'm excited about that one, though. Again, last tournament we were there, remember, E50s? That's the last time Bassmaster's been there.
Yeah.
20 years ago. So.
And then there's a nice little break, almost 3 month break, and until coming back on the Upper Chesapeake Bay, July 23rd through the 25th. I have fished there. That's a really pretty place as well. That can be really, really good. Some people try to go down towards the Chesapeake Bay, and it gets a little hairy, but you know that ought to be good as the beginning, basically, of a northern swing.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, you're right. We take a break off, but then it's fast and furious because we go back to back Chesapeake. Up to the Holy Grail of the
right into Waddington. River. Now, is that Waddington a river only deal? Is that going to be river only, or is the lake open? River only?
No, it'll be the same like we did a couple years back two seasons ago. The one Jody White won, we'll have the same boundaries there, river only. But yeah, I mean Upper Chesapeake. Last time we were there, you know, it was JT Tompkins won that one, but it was in September, a little bit tougher time of year. So you know, hopefully Chesapeake will show a little bit more of what it can produce. So that'll be interesting, but that's going to be a push for those anglers. Cause then we'll shut it down. That one ends on a Friday and then they'll travel on Saturday to get up to Waddington to start practice on Sunday. So there's that elite style feel with those back to backs they're going to have for that one.
Gosh, I did one about 100 years ago, a Redmond tournament, exact opposite of St. Lawrence River 1 week out of Clayton. And then the next week we fished the Chesapeake, the Upper Chesapeake.
Crazy.
You know, it was absolutely the opposite. Yep. All right. And then wrapping it up at Leech Lake, had a great event there this year, and you go back to Leech Lake August 14th to 16th. And people might be saying, well, why so early to wrap up the opens? Well, you gotta get your field together now, because then you got a whole nother three tournament EQ schedule coming up after Leech.
That's right. Yeah, and look for Leech to produce about like it did last time. You know, fishing was, it depended on how you classified it. If you're like Cody Meyer and you're throwing chatterbaits in 2 feet of water and catching them on the bank, you had a blast. A really big smallmouth in there, right, and took a lot of weight. That one's going to be intense because that is it. You know, that is the last push to get into those EQs, and then we roll into bass fishing's new version of the postseason. Then three EQ race to wrap up the 2025 year that is still a TBD on the schedule.
And all of these
TBA.
TBA, we'll have that probably before the end of the year. We'll know what that EQ schedule is going to look like. And all of this, too, under full elite rules. So the electronic rules that they were put in place for the elites are the same exact rules that will be in place for the opens, which I think was brilliant to do that. No sense having, you know, multiple things going on at different levels. Let's see these guys fish just like they're elites.
Yep, the electronics rule is for sure the same. We have the pre-tournament off limits, a little bit different. We've got a 28-day to 30-day off limits period. That's all on Bassmaster.com. But the other thing I want to mention, because we've had this question a little bit, and it's all on Bassmaster.com again, the opens now are going to be a 3-day practice period with an off day before the tournament starts.
Okay.
That is installed now. So normal Thursday through Saturday tournament for the Opens. You're going to start practice on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. You'll take Wednesday off. We'll start the tournament on Thursday.
Don't hate that. Don't hate that.
Yep. So,
All right.
Just getting it more uniform.
Yeah.
You know, we're tightening it up every year we go along.
That's good stuff. Hank Weldon has been our guest. And, Hank, I appreciate you so much. Enjoy Redfish this weekend. And certainly we'll be covering that next week with the winners. But I appreciate you joining us. And we'll look forward to talking about the EQ schedule as well later on in the year.
All right, Don. Thanks. Have a good one.
All right. Thank you. That's Hank Weldon. I'm stoked for this Opens deal. All right. We'll get a break. We'll come back and wrap it up next. This is Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
At Phoenix Boats, everyone has a passion for bass fishing. From the founder and Elite Series pro Gary Klaus, down to the guy who affixes the final decal. Gary says, "This passion has shaped our lives and it has brought about many of the fishing features that you see on the Phoenix today. Our goal is to make every boat that goes out the door the best fishing platform it can be in both design and construction for our customers. When I toured the plant, it was clear that Phoenix uses only the highest quality materials and that the craftsmanship was second to none. I'm Tom Abraham, and I too run a Phoenix boat and am extremely proud to carry the Phoenix logo on my gear. I've known Gary Klaus since he started the company, and what he, Teresa Johnson, and the rest of the team at Phoenix Boats have created is truly remarkable. The highest quality boats, built by anglers, for anglers. This isn't just a saying, it's a passion at Phoenix. View the entire lineup at phoenixboats.com and get started on yours today. Take it from me, it's time to experience the Phoenix difference.
Hey gang, Tom Abraham here for my friends at 13 Fishing. I can't tell you how excited I was to learn that two-time Bassmaster Angler of the Year, Gerald Swindle, had teamed up with the crew at 13 Fishing to build the ultimate rod and reel series that combines quality with a price point that works for all. And right now we have a tremendous deal for you. The new Meta Series rods and Inception G2 reels are available at 13fishing.com. And for a limited time, you can get 20% off your entire order by using the discount code BASSRADIO20. That's Bass Radio 20, only at 13fishing.com. The final segment of Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio is brought to you by Omnia Fishing. With Omnia Pro, you know you can look at each lake's unique structure and current water and weather conditions to see what kind of approach makes the most sense. Now, Omnia Pro members can see current conditions, including things like water temp and grass and other conditions on thousands of lakes throughout the country on the Omnia Fishing mobile app. How would you like the ability to sort your waypoints by lake or date or record additional context such as current weather, water temp, or clarity? Omnia's new waypoint management tools allow you to do all of this and more. Now bring Omni along on your next trip and create new dots with a single tap, and they'll even set up a new dot for you based on your current location. Omnia has unlimited private waypoint storage so that you can create as many as you like without having to worry about running out of space. Now, pro membership is only $49 for the entire year, and it includes unlimited access to map layers from your phone, plus free shipping on all orders and 10% credit back on purchases. So you get loyalty credits even on sale items, and it gets even better. If you go to omniafishing.com/bass to save 20% on a membership today just for listening to Bassmaster Radio. So you save $10 on that $49 Omnia Pro membership by simply going to omniafishing.com/bass. Well, let's look at this group of nine anglers that made it into the elites. Of course, Easton Fothergill led the way. We just talked to him a little bit about that. Cody Meyer was right on his tail, about 25 points or so back. Tucker Smith makes it. Young Tucker Smith, who partnered with Logan Parks, who is now on the Elite Series back at Auburn. They partnered together. They also won a $1 million prize that they split, and a Toyota pickup truck and a bass boat. I mean, it was incredible what those guys were able to do between their college experience and their pro experience. Paul Marks makes it in the fourth spot. Emil Wagner made the elites as well. Andrew Loberg is a new elite. And here's a name that you're going to have to keep an eye on, Dakota Hebert. Dakota Hebert has won a lot of money on other circuits, and he comes over to Bass and is going to be in a position to do very, very well. Bo Browning is in. Yes, that's right. He is a Browning. That's a legacy guy making it in. And Evan Kung, who we featured earlier in the show. Well, remember, if you missed any of this week's show, it's just a click away at bassmaster.com/radio, or just visit bassmaster.com and click on the anglers page, and you'll see Bassmaster Radio listed there. Bassmaster Radio is also available at sportsbyline.com and all major platforms, including Spotify, TuneIn, and more. So until next time, keep those lines tight and nets heavy. I'm Tom Abraham, and this has been Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Thank you for listening to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on Sports Byline USA and the Bassmaster Radio Network.
You're listening to the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.